curse thee, thou quadrant, dashing it to the deck. No longer will I guide my earthly way by thee, the level ship's compass, and the level dead reckoning, by log and by line. Thee shall conduct me, and show me my place on the sea. Aye, lighting from the boat to the deck, thus I trample on thee, thou paltry thing, that feebly pointest on high. Thus I split and destroy thee. As the frantic old man thus spoke, and thus trampled with his live and dead feet, a sneering triumph that seemed meant for Ahab, and a fatalistic despair that seemed meant for himself, these passed over the mute, motionless Parsi's face. Unobserved, he rose and glided away, while, awestruck by the aspect of their commander, the seamen clustered together on the forecastle, till Ahab, troubledly pacing the deck, shouted out, "To the braces! Up helm! Square in!" In an instant, the yard swung round, and as the ship half-wheeled upon her heel, her three firm-seated, graceful masts, erectly poised upon her long, ribbed hull, seemed as the three Horatii, pirouetting on one sufficient steed. Standing between the knightheads, Starbuck watched the Pequod's tumultuous way, and Ahab's also, as he went lurching along the deck.